Thomas Jesus Creed. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge continuing colonial violence and respect Indigenous knowledges and traditions. Beginning with attendance, President Larson.
Here.
Vice President Badgar.
Present.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Vice President Ripta.
Present.
Vice President Bourgeois.
Here.
Governor Flamin.
Perfect.
Councilor Lynn.
Yeah.
Councilor Kokobus, I believe, is in the live stream. Sunday.
Thank you.
decisions with their interest in mind.
To make decisions with their interest in mind.
I will vote after knowing the facts, not before.
I will vote after knowing the facts, not before.
I will use Robert's rules for their purpose, not my own.
I will use Robert's rules for their purpose, not my own.
I will oppose ideas, not people.
I will oppose ideas, not people.
I will think before I speak, not speak, just to think.
I will think before I speak, not speak, just to think.
I will take the job seriously or not take the job at all.
I will take the job seriously or not take the job at all.
I will represent my fellow students' interests, not my own.
I will represent my fellow students' interests, not my own.
I'm not here for me.
I'm not here for me.
So if there's any time for it to be official, it's official. All right, so the next item is business. Will be the inaugural addresses of the executive officers and the undergraduate board of governors members. Out of those people, who would like to go first? President Larson, the floor is yours. Would you like to
come?
Hey everybody, my name is Levi Kleiman and I'm
I will keep this brief because we do have a presentation to get to that's infinitely more important than me blabbering for a couple minutes. So if you haven't read it already, your report is there. Just a quick follow-up from the Board of Governors meeting we did have. Quite informative. I learned a lot. We didn't really have a formal orientation, so it was kind of trial by fire for pretty much the night. Unfortunately, the board isn't going to reconsider the budget, as you've probably read in the Gateway article. So I think over the next, well, between now and our next meeting coming up, we're going to be sitting down with President Larson and kind of discussing the next steps. Something I did take away from our joint board and Senate meeting on our informal gathering on Thursday, something that I learned a lot, especially something that former Rep. Sandari mentioned to me, that this position is a lot of meeting, a lot of networking, relationships are everything. So at this little retreat thing we did, I got to speak with a lot of current board members, former board members, current senators, former senators, and just being able to glean a lot of information from them was profoundly enlightening. So one piece of advice that I'd like to take from that and pass on to all of you is network. Talk to people from other faculties. We're all in this together for the next year. Reach out to people from previous years, last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. General Manager Hugh Michelle was president back in the day. He's also up with information. He's been in here for a while. So there's a lot that we can learn from each other and our predecessors. So that little bit from me, and let's have a great year.
Hey, thank you very much, Governor Palamba. Next up, we have the approved standing orders. So if there are any amendments to be made, I believe there's nothing changed from this year. There wasn't, there was from last year. I think Councilor Holly pointed out that there was some gender binary language in the standing order, which I think some of that's been removed and replaced with gender neutral language. Other than that, there's been no changes. Is there any amendments for anyone for the standing orders as presented in the information? Okay, and I'll look at the motion to approve standing orders. That's right. Councilor Kim, seconded by Councilor Chico. All in favor? You're opposed? Until a 3-day appeal period has passed and the subsequent appeal process has been exhausted. Students shall present email and regulations at the first meeting of Students' Council each semester. Attendance of legislative committees is defined as attending for at least one roll call of attendance. Councilors are expected to attend, send another councilor as a proxy, or appoint a council designate for legislative committee meetings, as a minimum expectation of agency given by the legislative committee. The council meets the following criteria for three regularly scheduled meetings, and shall be automatically removed. Oh my goodness, are you kidding me?
Yeah.